the so-called millionaire's tax, would levy a 3% surcharge on income over $1 million. House Speaker Michael Madigan says that should raise about $1 billion, which Illinois would send exclusively to schools.
My judgment was that it helps education and it calls upon those in the society that are better able to help fund education than others.
But Republicans, like Representative David Harris of Arlington Heights, say Madigan's plan punishes entrepreneurs for their innovations and business success and could chase them out of the state.
We are saying to them, fine, do it here, but guess what? We're going to hit you hard when you hit that $1 million.
Moments after a House committee passed the millionaire tax, it rejected a proposal to replace Illinois' flat tax with a graduated one, where the more you earn, the more you pay. Both plans require amending the state constitution. I'm Hannah Meisel.